One of Philadelphia's most prominent artists passed away last week. Nelson Shanks, a highly sought-after portrait painter, was 77 when he died of cancer on Friday. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that his lasting legacy may be the art school that he founded.
Nelson Shanks painted the portraits of major political and cultural leaders around the world, including Pope John Paul II, President Ronald Reagan, President Bill Clinton, British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, Princess Diana, and opera tenor Luciano Pavarotti. These subjects sat for him, sometimes for as many as 40 hours. Afterward, many became lifelong friends. Shanks said so in this interview from 2013.
I sort of do connect with people on a pretty great level, a very deep level when they pose for me, because it's something about self-examination and I think the bonding that goes on between myself and sitters. I make a lot of lifetime friends, as a result of this procedure.
In 2002, Shanks and his wife founded a small art school, an atelier, in Philadelphia's North Chinatown. They called it Studio Incaminati. That's an Italian word for journey. One of the founding board members is Joseph Rischel. He's a senior curator at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. He says Shanks championed classical realism when many art schools were teaching expressive and abstract styles.
And I'll go to the students, and within this 45-minute sketch out the basics of a head. I mean, it's just wizardry. It's like pulling bunnies out of hats.
Almost immediately after founding the school, Nelson Shanks was diagnosed with cancer. His wife, Leona Shanks, says her husband made sure the school stayed focused on figurative realism.
I mean, my husband was diagnosed with cancer in 2003, and it went metastatic in 2009. So he and I have been, you know, we knew that this day was coming, so he always did everything in his power to prepare. And he wants Incaminati to last forever. I mean, every day, even for the last 2 months when he was so sick, there wasn't a single day where we didn't pour our hearts and minds over the future of the school.
Studio Incaminati continues to be run by its own board and president. Fall classes start this week. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.